Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
There was a guy, he was at a, it was a soccer game, and he was on the, he got caught on the freaking kiss cam, kissing his side chick, and the second that they realize, most people when they realize they're on camera, they get extra romantic, extra little mushy or whatever. Even people who like aren't couples sometimes do it just because they're on the kiss cam, they're like, oh, let's pretend or whatever. This dude was being all mushy-mushy with this woman. The second they realized they were on camera, he kind of pushed her away. Clearly.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't his woman. It was his side chick. And then he actually came out and admitted that it was his side chick and that...
It ruined his marriage.
Duh.
You think?
You think?
That damn camera. God. It's the camera's fault.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you catch me being romantic with my side chick at a sports event? So the question is, how did you get caught cheating? It's okay. It's okay. Call us up. We're your friends. Go ahead, Melissa.
My God.
You were just listening to somebody's story.
I don't want to say her name. I mean, although she didn't care, but I won't say her name. She messaged us and said that she busted her fiance.
Oh.
And they have two kids together on his iWatch.
So how does she do it?
So I didn't get through the whole message because we had to go on the air. She sent me a voice message. But apparently she was going to the bathroom and he had the iWatch charging on the nightstand.
Oh, so she was seeing the messages coming through.
So she was seeing the messages coming through and he was laying on the couch while she was going to the bathroom and talking to this woman.
Oh.
And she saw the texts and, yeah, needless to say, they are no longer getting married.
It's one thing if you, like, suspect it, but if you had no idea, that would knock the wind out of me just hearing that story because
that's
you put yourself
terrible.
In that situation.
Real quick, I know we got calls, but a question for both of you guys.
Yeah.
So, Romero Pebbles, would either one of you, what would you do in that situation? Are you the type of person that, if that's happening to you, do you bust it right away and be like, yo, what are you doing? Or do you wait and plot? Because I have friends that would wait and plot something. I can't do that.
I would right away. Wait and plot is like, I feel like it's you suspected it or happens to you all the time. I would immediately fall off the couch. I would. I'd fall off
and
the couch.
Yell and yell at her right away.
I would be like, what is this? Who said that? I would literally read. The messages are right there.
I need to calm down or I'm going to kill you. I need time to calm down.
This is Danielle. Danielle, what happened to you?
Hi. So I was with this dude and I was taking pictures of us and on Snapchat trying to send it to him. But instead of sending it to him, I posted it on my story and my son saw it, screenshotted it and sent it to his father.
Oh! Your son busted you?
Jesus, yes.
Lord. Your son busted you cheating. Dear God,
yes.
You know what? I respect the fact that you just called in and told us that story.
I've actually done that before, too. Not with cheating, but I've posted something on Snap that I meant to send to one person, but I put it on my story instead. It's one of those things that you realize within a second, and it's like, oh, delete, delete, delete. But by the time you go to delete, it's already out there, and it's like, oh, no. Yo,
somebody screenshotted it.
Yep.
This is Amber.
Hi.
What's the matter, Amber? You sound sad.
I'm still currently with him. He is the father of my two kids, but I caught him cheating right after we had our first kid. He wasn't even a year old, and I caught him cheating using his Find My iPhone app because he kept telling me he was staying late at work, but his lips kept saying otherwise.
Oh.
And I found out he was sitting in the parking lot with a girl that he worked with, and she was only 16 and he was 20.
Amber,
oh,
you just gave me,
God,
like, seven strikes as to why you should leave this dude. Why? And I don't want to hear the kids.
I'm sorry. I know, it wasn't for the kids. It's not for the kids. I honestly do love him a lot, and he has grown since then. This was 3 years ago, so he has worked on himself a lot, and he is a lot better than he was. So
a lot better, gotta, like
you can grow as a person.
Yeah, a lot better could mean that he cheated with
all the time.
He hasn't done anything.
Nothing.
Yeah,
completely clean.
He hasn't
clean.
Done anything.
Still
completely
working.
Completely clean. Like he's 100% honest with me now.
Still working with that girl?
Oh hell no.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope it works out.
Thank you.
But when it doesn't, we're here for you at 833-973-0969.
And give us like.
Yeah, give us a like. Angel, yeah. What's your story, Angel?
Hi, Romero.
Hello, sir.
So I was having this work relationship back in the day. And my current girlfriend bought a device at Radio Shack that records your conversations every time you pick up the phone.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Wait a second.
Did you say Radio Shack?
Yes.
So you were cheating on her in 1998?
1997? 98?
Okay. Just making sure. He said Radio Shack.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was getting beat and I would use the house phone to call, you know, my girl back. And I came home from work one day and my girlfriend says, oh, I bought this nice mixtape I want you to listen to. And I'm like, yes, cool. Let me smoke this blunt and, you know, we can listen to this music. She puts it on blast and it's me and my work girl, you know, having this conversation about how we had sex and I love yous. And all that.
She's like, I love this song.
That's a great
So my jaw just dropped, and I did not know what to say. I couldn't say it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you finished the blunt, and then what happened?
I really didn't know what to say. And I told her, you know, it's been going on for a year or so. And
Wow. That sucks. Hey, lucky for you, Radio Shack doesn't exist anymore, so you won't get busted that way.
Anything like that still exists. I mean, that's
new ways.
Oh, then now there's just apps on their phone that you can probably get for like $2.99.
Yo, that's crazy.
Hey, Angel, let me ask you a story.
Here we go.
I mean, a question.
Yes.
Okay, so we were talking about that goat that was born. I don't know if you heard this, but we were talking about there's a goat that was born with a human face that people are worshiping as a god. So in honor of that goat, who I'm going to nickname Tom Brady, on the show here, myself, Pebbles, or Melissa, whose face looks most like an animal's face?
Oh my God.
Be careful how you answer that.
Oh, man.
If you want to be safe, just say me.
Some are cute, so...
I'm going to have to say Romero.
Okay, thank you.
Which animal?
Yeah, what animal do I look like?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he does look like a goat, Romero.
Like a goat.
A goat?
Like
yeah,
a goat.
I wouldn't want to look like a goat.
I feel like I have a horse mouth, but I didn't. Okay, whatever, man. Yeah. Whatever, man. You got cheated. You got caught cheating, and the girl made a mixtape out of your sex talk.
Boston, get up.
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.